Can you offer some inspiration to the group as to observing the 8 precepts on Upasanta days? I have been observing every quarter moon, and it would be comforting to know that I'm part of a larger group. Please reflect on the value of restraint outside of the retreat environment. Yes, certainly this is a classical Buddhist practice. On the lunar quarters, taking on the 8 precepts in the sense of simplifying one's life, putting the focus, and giving oneself the opportunity to chant, meditate, have Dhamma discussion with others. In the West, it's probably a lot more difficult to coordinate. And certainly in Thailand, life has been revolving around the lunar quarters for millennia, so it's pretty easy. And in places like Wat Pho Phong, Wat Nana Cha, like Ajahn Chah's monastery, every week there's 200-300 people come and observe the precepts and listen to Dhamma, practice meditation. Wat Nana Cha, there's usually 80, 90, 100 people easily. It's quite incredibly inspiring. First time I experienced that, when I was a new monk, I went up to Ubon to pay respects to Ajahn Chah, and the hall was full of monastics and then the lay people, all listening to Dhamma, sitting meditation through the whole night. Then I could hardly sit still, and aching, painful knees, and concrete floor. But tremendous faith and vigor. It's wonderful to see. Also, there is a discourse where the Buddha recollects his, because a lunar observance day is something that is common to all the different religious sects, and they do it in different ways. Then the Buddha reflecting on, there's starting to be a kind of a movement, a gathering around him, and he's sort of reflecting, he's relating his own reflective process. And the arahants, those enlightened beings, they spend their whole life not taking what isn't given, not taking life. Suppose the lay people just spent a day and a night living like the arahants, not taking life. That'd be a wonderful thing. So then it's going through those 8 precepts. This is how the arahants live, as enlightened beings live. And that'd be a nice opportunity for the lay people to live like the arahants. It's sort of that simple.